direct from Anaheim. It's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2019. Brought to you by AFB Access World. For the latest news and accessibility information on mainstream and access technology, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon offerings, access technology book reviews and mobile apps, and how they can enhance entertainment, education, and employment, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's free monthly online technology magazine. www.afb.org/aw. Now, here's JJ Meadow.
CSUN 2019 at the Index booth. I'm thrilled to have back Bjorn Lefstedt, the CEO of Index Braille, to talk about some of the latest with Braille embossers. Bjorn, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you so much. Here in at CSUN, we have the version 5 Index printers. And with the version 5, you have Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connectivity. But one important point is that the Braille app is included. And the Braille app is an application inside Embosser, so you can use standard files and translate it and format it to Braille automatically from your device. And the device can be Windows, iOS, Android, and so on, computer or mobile phone, whatever.
And as you were explaining, you access that by going to a web browser and using a web app. So why did you make that decision over creating apps?
Well, the first thing is that with an application like that, you control the embossing much better the way than via USB port or similar. So we have this application to print and edit the Braille and save it, but we also can monitor the printer in real time, so we can see the status of the print, if it's printing, if it has paper, that kind of things, if it needs to be firmware upgrade, and basically everything that happens on the printer, instead of looking at the front panel, you can look in the Braille app and you see exactly the same thing.
How accessible is the app and the features on it?
It's good. This is one of the core functionality we are working with. So it's we have worked with NDVA, with JAWS, and with VoiceOver. And it's pretty good. I mean, everything can be a bit better, but it is accessible.
One of the other things I wanted to mention, it's not brand new news, but you are working with HumanWare. So talk about that partnership.
Yeah, we have Index Braille from Sweden have a strategic partnership with HumanWare for distribution mainly in US and Canada.
So is that for the current V5 embossers, or what do people with older embossers do now if they want to?
It's for the distribution agreement is for version 5, the current embosser line, but they also have support of version 5 and version 4 printers included in the offer from HumanWare.
And the version 5 printers, they've been out for a couple of years, but they're still receiving updates?
Our printers are like mobile phones. You get updates. So, for example, with the latest updates in the Braille app, you can open Duxbury files. So, if you have already made a file in Duxbury, you can open it and print it out via the Braille app instead of using an additional Braille editor.
What are the current embossers on the line you have?
We have Basic D. It's a tractor-fed unit. The smallest one, yes, 7 kilo. We have also the Everest for cut sheet paper. This is like 12 kilo. We have the Braille box for cut sheet paper and triple the speed of the small embossers. And we have the fan fold for tractor fed paper with triple the speed.
That's great. So if people want to get more information and learn all about Index, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is to look on our website, www.indexbraille.com.
Thank you so much, Bjorn. Great to have you on again.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys, online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.